skillet.
Yeah, the...
That chicken dish?
Yes. Yeah. Oh. The Alabama Hot Chicken, which is a patented title, by the way, and recipe. Because almost everything that you get at Baumhauer's is out of the family cookbook. True story. We are at 8 o'clock, so that means we have one more hour, and that includes a chance to win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Right now, though, we're heading down to the traffic dungeon with Skip.
Well, we're watching the interchange in downtown Montgomery. Folks trying to merge off 65 and 85. Got a real slowdown of traffic right there. We think it's just extremely heavy traffic. We're not seeing an accident at the moment, but use caution there. Traffic very heavy across the Alabama River Bridge on I-65 southbound. East Boulevard, Northeast Boulevard, extremely busy right now, as well as Taylor Road from Vaughn up to I-85. Buckle up. Be safe out there on the roads. We'll keep you updated. Medical billing and coding classes begin September 13th and pharmacy technician September 19th at Trenum State. You may qualify for WIOA funding. Call Trenum State 420-4240. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
We're talking with David Little and Foster Grump, who has been down to Tucker Pecan Company. Foster, what'd you find?
Well, you know, Lieutenant Stan and I went down there yesterday. You know, we heard about the Round Beach towels, and so we had to go see to get one for Jenny. And they are awesome. They're 5 foot around. They are big beach towels, and they also have matching beach bags with koozies and little makeup bags that match. And you can get one for your girlfriend or just for your friends. They are perfect for beach and lake. But you know what? The other thing they had at Tucker Pecan that was awesome, they got a whole new selection of jewelry. And the jewelry, it was absolutely beautiful. You know, Mama would love that. But, you know, down in Greenbow, Alabama. But Tucker Pecan has some awesome jewelry. And, you know, even Lieutenant Stan got to go get him a vanilla ice cream cone before we left.
And, David, where are you located?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com. Call us at 262-4470. And like us on Facebook.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Saving you time by combining all the news of the day into one story. This is Mashup the News.
The FBI, driving electric F-150s, raided a Cracker Barrel to investigate Walmart providing lab-grown fish to Domino's Pizza in Italy. An inflation expert speaks out.
Woolly mammoth meat should be available through grocery delivery.
Join us next time on Mashup the News.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Before we go to Rich Tomlinson in Washington, let me share this brief moment with you.
Hey, hi, Mr. Greg. Hey, we use our money to buy a key lime pie for your three-legged Wonder Dog Bingo.
Huh?
Don't forget the beanie weenie. That's my next thing. I'm going to go from making key lime pies to beanie weenie casseroles to raise money for good causes. We're at 8:05.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Check, please.
Ron DeSantis calls it another escalation in the weaponization of federal agencies. A Florida governor chiming in on this week's raid of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Several days after the raid, the Justice Department remained silent as Republican demands for answers grow louder. The Republicans are demanding a briefing from the FBI. If Republicans retake the House in the November midterm elections, Texas GOP Congressman Randy Weber says you can bet there will be an investigation of the raid. Another key measure of inflation scheduled for release anytime now, the Producer Price Index, PPI, measures inflation at the wholesale level before it reaches consumers. On Wall Street, Dow futures 226 points higher, NASDAQ futures are up 78. More details at srnnews.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
It's electric! Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I don't know about you guys, but my whole life I've been dreaming for the day when we can have a car that flies. And we got a big step closer yesterday as United Airlines has paid Archer Aviation a $10 million deposit to own 100 electric flying cars. Now, here is what these are going to be like. This is the co-founder of Archer Aviation to talk about these. Well, I believe they're going to turn them into flying taxis.
We have no fuel costs. We only have charging costs. And we believe this will be a really affordable transportation solution to the masses. So our entry-level price is between $3 to $4 per passenger mile. So we're really looking at $50 to $70 trips kind of in and around cities.
That'll be cool. I hope that this happens in a rather timely fashion so we can see the first flying taxis.
This, a few days after George Jetson's birthday.
Yes.
Ooh, hear the crowd.
Yeah.
Back to the Future Part 2.
So I thought I'd come up with something that might be a little bit eye-opening today for the most electrifying story. I was going to put Fauci getting booed in Seattle, but I already played that. I couldn't wait. So I will play it again this afternoon. So there you go. The future is at hand. That was brought to you by our good friends at Mr. Electric, certified master electricians who can provide any level of service to you, whether it's a simple installation of an outlet, motion-activated security lighting, installing a Ring doorbell system. These are all things they did for us, by the way. Plus, solving mysteries. We had motion-activated lights that we noticed after we moved in did not work. So we added that to the list of things for them, and they came to us and diagnosed it. There's no wires in the pipe that goes to the light bulb, so we'll fix that. And that's the last thing I see as I back out of the driveway every morning, and they really do a great job of illuminating the front of the house. Mr. Electric can also reconnect you to the grid or change bulbs in a 100-foot tall tower. Whatever you need, they are equipped to do. Estimates are given at your convenience. Just let them know what time you'd like them out of your house or business. And then the work is performed. They give you an upfront price, by the way, and that is what you'll pay. Then they perform the service at a time that works for you. So none of this waiting around for windows. If you want them there at 3, ding-dong, that is when your bell is going to ring. 245-1566 or MrElectric.com. It's 810.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Greg had a nice shower at his house during the last hour. 2 hours ago, Jay had a nice shower at his house. Look how close the rain is getting to my house. My house is right there. I'm looking at the radar. There's a shower very close, just south of Vaughan Road now, near Vaughan and Taylor. Scattered to numerous showers and storms today. Feast or famine, they will be most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. Today's high 88 to 90. Low tonight around 72. Again, tomorrow, a generous supply of showers and storms. As a front moves southward in the state, high around 90. We think that front will make it into South Alabama on Saturday. So here in central Alabama, storms will start to thin out on Saturday and Sunday, and the humidity comes down just a notch. Instead of dew points in the 70s, we think the dew points will be in the 60s, and that's an improvement, lower humidity. By the way, if you're going to the beach this weekend, the news is not good. It's going to be wet, stormy, just like it has been the last few days. Right now, showers in the area. It's 74 at 812.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
By the way, the best meteor shower of the year, the Perseid meteor shower, peaks tonight and tomorrow night. That's the good news. The bad news is two things. First of all, will the clouds cooperate tonight? And that's very iffy. Second, we have a very bright full moon. It's called the full sturgeon moon, and that's going to be detrimental to the viewing of the Perseid meteor showers. I just want to mention that. Hey, a word from Wendell. Accident I-85 northbound just out of the merge lane from I-65 against the center divider. The traffic is backed up across the river bridge as well as to I-85 and I-65 northbound. Northbound, all right, so that's a problem. So an accident, and hopefully those people know where to turn to get their car fixed, and that would be Montgomery Paint and Body. It's a no-brainer whenever I have an incident, and I've had frequent incidents over the years. 3 decades I've been going to Montgomery Paint and Body. I just know it's going to be them because of their attention to detail. They're meticulous. There's no shortcuts. The phone number is easy to remember, 27 Wreck with a W. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. And when you get your phone call that the car is ready to be picked up at the end, it is always something that makes me smile because it looks like it just came out of the showroom. Tell your insurance agent you prefer to have your car fixed at Montgomery Paint and Body. That is your That is your decision here in the state of Alabama. Montgomery Paint and Body, trust me, they are the people that will fix your car as good as new, maybe better.
Weird but true news.
Another weird news story.
Weird news.
That was weird.
That's weird news.
Weird.
Weird news.
Weird news of the weird.
Now, I have heard many stories over the years of unpleasant moments in funeral homes as people who had one thing in common, the person in the casket, get together, but Ed, otherwise we're not. I mean, in the worst case scenario, you hear about drive-bys at funeral homes in Chicago. It happens there rather frequently, more than you would realize, because some hoodlum gets killed.
Right.
They put him in a funeral home, and then the rival gangs are going back and forth out in front. It's nuts.
Wow, that's awesome.
This one was just your garden variety brawl at a funeral in San Francisco, where things got so physical, they actually knocked the casket off its bier?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah. So, and the body fell out. San Francisco, this happened. So how do you prevent this from happening at other future funeral brawls?
If you think your family could start a massive brawl during the funeral service of a loved one,
putting up with what? I am not.
Then you need the Wacky Casket. The Wacky Casket. It rocks. It rolls. The Wacky Casket will cause such a distraction, the family fighting will stop just long enough to complete the service. And with the Wacky Casket, your deceased family member will literally be rolling over in their grave. The Wacky Casket, putting the fun back in funerals.
I love that.
Funeral. Funeral starts with F-U-N.
But the ironic part is they're not, you know, they're not F-U-N. Except that one.
I feel like there'd be a casket if somebody started fighting that it would just lift the body up and then the arm waves.
I'm sure that there are stories.
Oh, yeah.
what happens if, at some point, some hearse somewhere must have been involved in a car accident. Mm-hmm. Somebody, hit him head on and boom, the back door flies open and the late Mr. So-and-so is...
flying down the road.
Yeah. But we don't have time for that right now because we're going to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire. And it's not random facts. It's called...
Truth or Baloney.
So here it is. I have statements. I will read them to you. You have to tell me what's truth, what's baloney. Get 2 out of 3 right or get them all wrong to win. Let me do a quick demonstration one with Spotlow since he's here, right? He's kind of represents the average person, right? I mean, he's an extraordinary guy in many ways.
That's disturbing to say that.
I agree.
All right,
but let's try.
Okay. The pretzel company Auntie Anne's is named after a real person. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
Yes, it is.
Yes!
Yeah, it was started by a woman named Ann Beeler in Downington, Pennsylvania. The first store opened in 1988.
Oh.
So, see, here's the lesson, friends. If Seth Spotlow can play this game and win, so can you.
Yes!
And we mean that with all due love and respect.
Oh, it's good, man.
So, I got local news coming up here, and when this 60 seconds is passed with David Lamb, I know one person. We haven't played this game in a long time.
True. Or baloney.
So it'll seem almost like brand new. Yeah. You do that again.
Truth. Or baloney.
Very good.
Nice.
272-9228 is our number. 272-9228. I'll be waiting.
News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police have arrested a man in connection to a fatal shooting from back in April. 50-year-old Erskine Jackson's charged with the murder of 57-year-old Enrico Coleman. Jackson was arrested on August 29th. The shooting happened on March 28th in the 4300 block of Woodley Square. At the time, police said Coleman's injuries were not life-threatening. He was taken to the hospital and later released. Police say Coleman died from his injuries on April 8th. Montgomery police have identified the victim in a recent homicide. 33-year-old Natalio Lopez Garcia was found shot in the 300 block of Chase Street on Monday. He was pronounced dead on the scene. And the Ott Police Department needs your help in locating Gary Richard Thien. He was last seen on August 3rd in the area of West Polk Avenue in Ott. He may be living with a condition that impairs his judgment. If anyone has information, call the Ott Police Department at 334-493-4511. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
What do you know? We have a contestant. I didn't have to beg or anything to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire. We call it
Truth or Baloney.
Pretty good talk up there, huh?
Yep.
That's what you get, a skill you get by sitting close to Rich Thomas day after day. And our contestant is Paul. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Greg.
All right, this game works thusly. I will read you a statement. You have to tell me whether it's truth or baloney, get 2 out of 3 right, or get them all wrong, and you win. I mean, it's almost, I've got it rigged, devised so that you almost, just by calling, you're going to win this thing. All right. We're going to stay on the topic of pretzels. Are you comfortable with that, or would you like something more of a variety nature?
Oh, let's stick with pretzels. That sounds good.
All right, because we already learned about Aunt Anne's. According to legend, pretzels were first invented by monks. Truth or baloney?
News talk, who's this?
I'm going to say truth.
And guess what? You are halfway to glory because they were. Many people associate pretzels with Germany, but expert thinks Italian monks were the first to make them in the 7th century. And have you ever had a pretzel that tasted like it was made in the 7th century? Sometimes you do.
Yeah.
All right, so you are halfway to glory. Here you go. Next statement. The world's largest pretzel weighed over 15,000 pounds. No, truth or baloney?
Wow. I'm going to have to say, truth.
No, it's baloney. The largest recorded pretzel is 1,728 pounds. That's almost a ton.
Wow.
And would have taken a lot of beer to wash that down. It was made in El Salvador. All right, so.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's go to the next one. and true the baloney on this. A pretzel almost killed a United States president. A pretzel killed a U.S. president. True the baloney.
I'm going to say truth.
And you know...
Is that it?
Yeah, you got it. And you know who was the guy that it almost killed?
Need some wood?
Him.
Oh, really? Bush?
Yeah, and you know how people used to love to mock him. He was watching a football game in 2002 when he choked on a pretzel, lost consciousness, and fell off a couch. So I guess they gave him the Heimlich maneuver or something, and they saved his life.
Yeah, I think he was watching a football game when that happened.
So, my friend, you have a $10 gift card from the Seafood Bistro, and Jay is going to get you lined up with that here in just a moment. We did...
what's your last name?
I think I'm going to start playing this game more often.
It's fun, man.
It is, and it's edumacational.
Yes.
I think I have one left.
Ooh, give it to me.
From the pretzel factory here. Pretzels are not actually served at the official Oktoberfest in Munich. True the baloney.
Yeah, no, you're
good.
I would say that's true.
Baloney. I think they are.
It is baloney.
Oh.
You gotta have crusty beer.
Oh, they have baloney?
That's why that's why October is National Pretzel Month. Even though Pretzel Day, and you know this from the timeline, is celebrated in April.
Yeah.
So good. Paul, thank you so much. And by the way, I am so touched that folks are still visiting Bingo's GoFundMe page and making donations there. And if you make a $30 or higher donation on GoFundMe, I will make arrangements to get you a key lime pie as well. They're really good. In fact, did you see Rosie was here? Rosie, she's got a guy that got the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
So I gave her some cash yesterday.
Oh.
And she went and picked up my stuff. He raises chickens.
Hey.
So he's got fresh eggs, and they actually make a difference in the key lime pie is a custard, basically, with fresh key lime juice, the freshest eggs on the planet. And I have a hack to treat a pre-made pie crust that really works. You know, we did, remember Capone's restaurant up in Millbrook?
Yeah.
Billy the K owned that place, and he put my key lime pies on his menu.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man. I was running up there. He and I were making switches constantly, and they were a very popular menu. I should run over and see our buddy Paul and see if maybe...
I don't know why you're in this business. You're so talented.
Because I'm so articulate. I'm the good with the words, you know. So they said you should be in a radio. Now with a word about the Seafood Bistro, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome once again Jay Scott.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Thank you, Colt. We'll take you out for lunch, but you're gonna pay. We're going to the Seafood Bistro. 1651 Perry Hill Road, right down the road here from us. You can go by and get yourself some shrimp and grits, add some bacon if you'd like to, or do one of the boil bags where you can add some eggs or add a egg to it. The boil bags come with corn, potato, Kaneka sausage, a little low country boil right in a bag for you. You get a bib when they give it to you. So, you know, if it comes with a bib, it's probably going to be good. They got the royal red shrimp, the snow crab legs, the clams, the mussels, the shrimp. You can get those in the boil bags if you would like to. You can get the combination boil bags, a little mix of those things as well. The po'boys, the salmon, the tilapia, the whitefish, the gator. We were just talking about pocho. Why not have some delicious pocho at the Seafood Bistro on a po'boy if you would like that. With the gaff. Actually, as much as I've eaten at Seafood Bistro, I've never had gator.
You got to try it, man.
I still haven't had gator.
It's good.
It's like
anywhere.
Chicken.
Actually, never had it at all. The barbecue shrimp, the red beans and rice, one of the signature dishes there, along with the seafood gumbo. It's all at the Seafood Bistro and online at theseafoodbistro.com. The delivery apps on your phone can get it delivered. You can put in an order before you go by and pick it up. Call ahead if you'd like when they open up at 11 a.m. 279-7500 is the number for the Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
How bad is inflation these days? Well, there's a story out there that rich folk have dialed back their restaurant preferences and are now Applebee's is popular with them.
Oh.
At one time they wouldn't consider Applebee's.
Right.
Why, that's a franchise, is it not? We shan't be dining there.
We shan't.
You got to use a word like shan't at least once a year, you know.
We got an accident on I-85 northbound. This is going to be right out of the merge from 65 and from Day Street. It's against the center divider. Right lanes are the best bet. Traffic's backed up on 65 southbound all the way across the Alabama River Bridge. Backing up on 65 northbound and on Day Street as well. Maybe take an alternate route if possible. Everywhere else around Montgomery, we are very busy right now. No other problems, though, that we're aware of at the moment. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Back to school time at Premier Place. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
We have Papa John on the line. Papa John.
Yeah, Greg, y'all were talking about canning a little earlier.
Yeah,
right. You know, that really is kind of a lost art. I had an aunt who did, I mean, she canned everything. But recently, Bad Nana, you know, my wife, she made some frog jam, which just ended up being unbelievably tasty. We also canned some figs, but in the process of doing this, and of course you could reuse the jars and the rings, the lids you can't use, but the rest of it, we found some pear butter we had made before our 12-year-old twin grandsons were born. Right. My daughter wanted some organic food for her children, so I made some pear butter using honey instead of using refined sugar and all the rest of it. We opened one of the over 12-year-old jars of pear butter. It's perfect.
As long as
it was still great.
Yeah,
it was still good.
As long as it's vacuum sealed like that. Yeah. They last for a long time. Right.
Well, the key is all you have to do is make sure you have no bacteria in what you're putting up. And you also have to sterilize the jars and the lids and the rims.
Sure, sure.
And then when you heat those up after you get your product inside, it the heat forms, when you take them out of the heat, forms a vacuum. Mm-hmm. It seals completely, and unless you break the seal, it's going to be great.
Yep.
But I really wish people would learn, and we're getting back into it. We've been doing it now since we moved out to the farm, but we've been doing it now for a while, and it really is so simple to do, and it really gives you a treat of those times when we got a gathering together. I mean, our family is large enough when we open up a couple of jars of pear butter or figs or anything like that. It's always a treat for everybody because it's not something you get every day.
Yep.
Papa John, thank you for the call. By the way, your eggs already have been turned into pies.
Great. I'm glad to hear it.
They're beautiful.
Bye, bud.
It's the only radio station in America where you can learn about tinning and winning. In the same show. It is 828.
River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor, are your storm and insurance specialist. If you've had damage during storms and need to file a claim, Todd Clark and the folks at River Region Contracting will walk you through the process. Being in business since 2005, they know a thing or two about dealing with insurance companies. Plus, you don't stay in business that long without doing the job right. They're not going anywhere. They're located right here in central Alabama, but they cover the entire state. Find them online at riverregioncontracting.com or call them today for a free estimate, 334-356-8635.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry right here on Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. I want to talk about something a little bit boring today. We're talking about appraisals. We normally charge $100 for a full appraisal for your insurance, but for Blue Water, we have a special called a shorty where we'll do appraisals for you. It's a short appraisal for $20 for your first 10 appraisals, $10 for the next additional appraisals. It's a terrific way to catalog all the items you have and make sure you're not losing your mind later on, and a great way for estate planning. Thank you.
Waiting was such a mistake. That's one of the things we hear most after we've successfully treated one of our patients for erectile dysfunction. At Montgomery Men's Health, we want you to know first and foremost that waiting is a mistake, because the longer you wait, the more difficult it can be to treat your ED. Using what you've got is important, not just for your relationship, but for your overall health. There's some truth to the phrase, if you don't use it, you lose it. At Montgomery Men's Health, we'll fight for your ability to consistently perform without the anxiety that so many men experience. In fact, you might even find you're performing like you haven't in a long time. We only treat ED and low T at Montgomery Men's Health, and we've successfully treated many men with protocols that are effective in nearly 90% of cases. We also have the full complement of treatments, including acoustic wave therapy, so you get the one that works best for you. So don't wait. Make an appointment. For just $99, you'll get a medical consultation, blood work, and if medically advised, a test dose. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. In my 40-plus years in the real estate business, I noticed that home buyers have five obstacles to buying a home in this market. First is the financing approval, being able to navigate all the paperwork and cost of buying in this market. Number two is being able to close on time and being able to move when you want to. Number three is inspections or repair cycle, unexpected repair items and how to get them fixed. Number four is appraisals and will the house appraise for the amount that you're paying. Number five is unexpected closing costs that were not disclosed. The solution is working with a realtor that's been thoroughly trained and knowledgeable and has the experience of decades of first-hand solutions to closing problems, contract negotiation, and repair issues with the home, and has the attention to detail to get the right home for the right price with the best financing. For the right answers, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or Bo Goodson Direct 221-2883. The Goodson Group.
Domestic violence does not discriminate. No two victims face the same challenges. Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to help us shine a light on domestic violence in the River Region by helping victims and survivors from the Family Sunshine Center get on their feet while transitioning from the shelter to safe living. Drop off your donation of household supplies such as kitchen supplies, bedroom and bathroom essentials, and cleaning supplies to one of our sponsor locations. Health Services, Inc., Chico's Auto Pros, Just Blinds, and Jack Ingram Volkswagen. Donate what you can and help us shine a light on domestic violence benefiting the Family Sunshine Center from Blue Water Broadcasting.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now that rich people are eating at Applebee's, we at Applebee's are catering our dining experience to the upper crust.
Welcome to Chez Applebee's. Tonight we start with an elegant deep-fried mozzarella stick served with a plastic cup of microwaved marinara sauce. I recommend pairing it with a carafe of our finest Mountain Dew. For the main course, may I suggest something we call a bacon cheeseburger. You can order it either well done or burnt to a crisp. Finally, for dessert, we have a scrumptious chocolate soufflé, or as we call them, brownie bites. They are served plain or with a dented can of ready whip.
So come to Applebee's for our new fine dining experience. It's eating good in the gated community.
Excuse me, sir. Let me get you a salad fork.
Hey, Jimmy. Hey, bring this rich D-bag any freaking fork, all right?
Bon appétit.
Sounds like the Grey Poupon guy, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, if you have been to Applebee's and you see anybody from Wind Lakes in there, let us know if that's really, if that trend is also taking place here. Mm. I like them. Last time I was there, though, it's not really particularly close, was for a pancake breakfast for veterans. That used to happen at Applebee's every year, and I haven't heard about it recently. So if anybody knows about that or if it's coming up, we would certainly want to help make people aware of it, for sure. 8:34 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We've had some rain this morning.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
So I was really jealous when you guys had both had rain at your house, and then I pointed out to, in the last weather break to Seth, that rain was heading towards my house, and now on the camera I can see the rain at my house. It's been 0.02 so far. So scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms today. It'll be feast or famine, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours, of course. Highs 88 to 90. Low tonight, 72. Tomorrow, once again on Friday, a generous supply of showers and storm As a front moves southward, that front's going to be a big player with a high around 90. And we think the front will go into South Alabama, extreme South Alabama, towards the coast Saturday and Sunday. That would mean that here in central Alabama, the rain chances would go down and become more widely scattered in nature. And the humidity will come down just a notch. We're talking about dew points in the 60s instead of the 70s, and that is certainly an improvement. Right now, this morning, with showers in the area, it's 74 now at 836.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
All right, we have an abundance of Morning Maroon nominees. If we have time, we'll tell you about Cokes. Latest flavor that's supposed to, and I'm not making this up, taste like dreams.
What?
Yes. And when it's out, it'll also be cost what plus 10 at Food Outlet. Yeah, well. Since it's a fluid.
That's all right. That's okay.
Fluid probably be damp.
Damp dreams, yes.
You know, they sell that damp red.
Yep.
Clouds. So if that happens, you'll...
That works.
Immediate solution. All right, let me ask Chase a little trivia question here. Chase, finish this song title. Up on the... Good boy.
Boy, when this whole world starts getting me down.
Well, sometimes it takes you down because you see a stain in the ceiling. Our mutual friend Terry's dealing with this.
Oh.
Yeah, because it could get around a ceiling fan, exhaust fans, things that are very normal in a roof, but the settling house, the right amount of wind or rain coming down in torrents can put water where you don't want to see it, and that's in the roof of a room inside the house, and it's so ugly, rust color when it dries out. But your first thought is, oh boy, I sure hope this is a treatable situation and doesn't require the replacement of the roof. So what you need at that moment to make sure that you're only having done what's necessary is Jones Brothers. They have been doing this for 8 decades. Think about that. That's an incredible experience. And you stay in a business like that for that long because you play it right by people. In fact, their guarantee is so rock solid, it's part of what you'll see in their portfolio online at jbroof.com. Most of the time, it's your home settling, little micro cracks develop in the wood or next to something that's in the roof, like a ceiling fan or an exhaust fan, and then the water gets in. So they come out, treat it, reseal it, and then touch up the stains so you don't have to look at it ever again, and that's it. When you need a new roof, of course they can do that. If you want siding on your home, they can do that. A lot of people are using siding to keep energy costs down. Plus, replacement windows that are energy efficient and doors. We've had them do doors for us twice, and they do perfect work. 800-264-8009 is their number, or visit them online at jbroof.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road, and check them out on Facebook.
If you're on I-65 north or southbound merging onto I-85 northbound, you'll need to be in the right lanes. We have an accident against the center divider right out of the merge. Traffic is backed up this morning down to the Alabama River Bridge, or was a few moments ago, and we've got a lot of people sitting on Day Street trying to make that transition as well. Use caution there. Other than that, we're not looking too bad. We've got light to moderate traffic around the boulevard, a little busy at Troy Highway and East South Boulevard, and East Boulevard at I-85. Keep it here for updates. Whether your credit's perfect or just plain bad, approval for an equity loan on your home or land's a phone call away. But you gotta call. Call the A-Team, MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000. NMLS 2328-76. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Shannon, how can we let the people in Montgomery know about what Daddy does?
You mean tell people he's a foot doctor?
Yeah, a podiatrist. There's got to be a way to spread the word about the surgeries he does and stuff.
You mean like bunions and hammer toes?
Yeah, and treating heel pain, burning in the feet, and corns.
Like that time that lady had fungus in her toenails and they started looking better?
I just want people to know that my dad, Dr. Brian Keeley, can be seen without a referral, and he accepts most insurances.
You should probably give them the phone number, 265-7585.
Yeah, 265-7585.
I just said that.
Well, let's say it again.
265-7585. Maybe we should tell them our offices are in Montgomery and Greenville.
You just did.
Like us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care. And remember, happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
Pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
It's time to play Expert or Imposter. I'm your host, Will Fix. Here are today's contestants, Jared with Tire City.
Hello.
Cletus with Flats R Us.
Hey, y'all.
And Joe Bob with Ain't Nothing But a Thing Auto.
Howdy.
Here's your first question. If a vehicle is running rough, does it need a tune-up? Jared.
Not necessarily. It could be something as simple as a $3 fuse or a $5 vacuum line.
Correct. If a vehicle is shaking, does it need an alignment? Jared.
No. An alignment will never fix your vibration.
Correct. Again, Jared. Next question. If the brakes are squeaking, does it need brake pads? Joe Bob.
You might got a mouse in your engine.
Cletus.
Can I ask Jared?
Jared.
Not all the time. We need to check your vehicle out before you make any assumptions.
And our expert or imposter champion for the 756th day in a row is Jared with Tire City. Ask Jared for expert advice about the maintenance of your vehicle, Tire City, and automotive service. For the location nearest you, visit TireCityAL.com.
What's Working with Cam Marston is the business talk show focusing on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. Listen Saturdays at noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This station presents No. Wow!
Domino's Pizza is leaving Italy because it is not very popular.
No!
Italy perfected pizza and couldn't support a business that ruins it.
Really?
When there are over 60,000 better pizza options, the McDonald's of pizza just doesn't stand a chance with the Italian people.
Wow!
Of course, this doesn't bode well for Taco Bell's plans to expand into Mexico.
This has been No! Wow.
Hey, we're ready for Morning Maroons there, Mr. 0% Inflation.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Whoops.
Clap for that, you stupid bison.
Hey, good morning to SBs everywhere as we get ready to tell you about today's Morning Maroon nominees. Now, this has to be, there's a very good chance this will be a winner. An Ohio woman, your former state, Rich Thomas.
Yeah.
An Ohio woman was arrested after a six-year-old boy in her care was caught drinking a Smirnoff Ice inside a gas station. Here is the employee who called police.
My coworker was like, is he drinking a beer? And I look, and I was like, oh, he is. So I opened the door, and I said, do you know that you're drinking a beer? And he said, yep, this is me and my mommy's favorite beer. We drink it all the time. So I just instantly, I knew, like, give me my phone. I'm calling 911.
Didn't happen in my house, I can tell you that.
Hey. But do you remember the first time on a hot day your dad offered you a sip of that golden, foamy, wonderful, a sip?
He did it while he was grilling, and he said, don't you go near your mother.
Uh-huh, yeah, just like Clark Griswold said to Rusty in the desert. And then you take that first sip. Yeah. All right, so that's nominee number one. Now we have from Pennsylvania, right next door to Ohio, a 47-year-old woman named Christy Maltzy went to a used car lot to confront a man that she had been in a relationship with. She was angry and at one point threatened him with a loaded shotgun. The employees were able to remove her from the building and lock her out, but she wasn't done. She went to one of the cars in the lot, since she's been practicing witchcraft, got out her spell book, and set the car on fire. To be clear, she didn't actually cast a spell. She used several pages from the spell book to ignite the fire, used it as kindling.
Yeah, well, spell books are versatile that way.
So she must have been really mad because it's going to cost her $25,000 just to get her butt out of jail.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then our final nominee here today.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Doop, doop, doop.
Yeah, hang on.
I miscounted these this morning. But don't worry. We've still got the brawl at the funeral in California where the body got knocked out of the casket. Remember the wacky casket commercial?
Yeah.
So we have that one as well. So who do you like?
Well, either the Ohio woman with the 6-year-old drinking Smirnoff or the woman who sets... sets the car on fire with the spell book. What are you thinking, Seth?
I like the spell book one because you think she's going to cast a spell and then she just lights it on fire.
Yeah, use the book, right? Wow, I cast a spell and your car burned down because I used the book to set it on fire. Jay?
I like the book thing. I like setting it on, you know, that sort of thing where you're trying to do one thing. Well, the guy that started the forest fire tried to kill a spider with the fire.
Right.
What I still have never been able to find out what kind of a spider he felt it necessary to burn.
Right, so I'm going with the book burning.
All right.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
And I don't, she was as good looking as Elizabeth Montgomery in Bewitched.
Oh.
T.S.
Hey, oh, I love Bewitched. I grew up on Bewitched.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I have two quick questions.
Okay.
Who does the new laugh belong to?
The what?
Oh, that's me. Sorry.
Yeah, no, but I don't know your name, sir.
It's Seth.
It's Seth. Seth Spotlow.
Okay, I know how to spell Seth.
Yeah. You know,
I like the laugh, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Sir.
Okay, and then, Greg.
Yes.
Are you ever going to share the secret pie crust that you make with us?
The hack?
Yeah.
After we're done with the fundraiser.
And once he tells us who David Lamb looks like.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And I've only known that for 2 years.
So you'll never know.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate your time, guys.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm glad you like the Seth Spotlow experience.
Time is all we have. 8:48.
We still have that accident in place on I-85 northbound. This is right out of the 65 merge. You'll need to be in the right lanes to get past. It's against the center divider. I got some help there trying to get that moved out of the way, but that is a real sore point right now around the city. Other than that, light to moderate traffic everywhere else. Things are looking really good, even on 231 out of Wetumpka and 31 out of Prattville. Buckle up, be safe, and we'll keep you updated. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. Skywatch traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Hey, this is David.
And Becca from Fans Hill Seafood and Steakhouse.
My wife and I want to invite you for an evening out to dine with us.
Bring the whole family, closest friends, or someone special for a night of fantastic scratch-made food and cocktails.
We serve everything from the best ribeye or crab cake around to a blackened grouper Caesar salad made just for you.
Be sure to plan to save room for the most decadent cheesecake you've ever put in your mouth.
When you think dinner,
think Fans Hill,
where we're always off the hook.
This is James Jackson with ASE Credit Union. We love advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting because they make it easy to tell residents of the River Region about our products, services, and other ways that we serve our community.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
On this Throwback Thursday, this is a vintage service station commercial from 1957. That's actually when gas companies worked for the customers.
Yeah.
Let's check this out.
In every neighborhood today, there is a service station. Here you can buy gasoline and oil for your car. And you receive many other services as well. The attendant finds out what kind and how much gasoline you want. The attendant also checks under the hood of your car. He looks to see if there is enough water in your radiator. All cars need oil. The attendant checks to see if there is enough oil in your car. The attendant also checks your tires. The service station attendant washes your windshield so that it's bright and clear. Then you pay him for the gasoline and oil. His other services are free. Some service stations keep the money drawer in the station house. And it's here where the attendant goes to get your change. How much better and faster this is than long ago. Service stations are everywhere. Certainly there is one in your neighborhood, too.
Good.
So we're going to hear spots like this for when we've got to charge our cars and stuff.
That will not happen in my lifetime.
You can trust your car to
the man who weighs a star. The big, bright Texaco star. Rich Thomas, Greg, you know, we are the Whams. All right, we have Julia from Prattville Farm Center on the line this morning. Julia, good morning.
Good morning. Tammy's actually here, too. She was going to introduce me.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, Tammy.
Good morning.
Pies are being delivered today, by the way.
Okay. What time do you think they'll be here?
Probably by 3:30, because Jay will be bringing them out after he leaves.
Yeah, I'm going to be coming up there and dropping them off, but they're already... They're mostly already claimed, aren't they?
A couple are, yeah, and we'll write their names on the pie.
Right, we're going to write their names on the pie. They're going to come by and give you the money and pick up the pie. You're going to be our pie
middle
dealer.
Middleman?
Well, middle you say middleman, but yeah, but you're our dealer.
I still plan to bring some out on Saturday, too.
You know, I've been called a lot of things. I guess a key lime dealer is not one.
Right, you know, you're going to have some shady people come by and be like, you got any more than pies?
What are you in for? Key lime pies.
No, they're good people. They're willing to help with a good cause.
Oh, it's a great cause.
Put Steve's name on one of them.
Steve's?
Somebody named Steve called me.
Oh, okay, great.
So, Steve's name needs to go on one. And by the way, how many are you bringing? Because that leaves how many left.
Three today.
So there's.
But I will be out with at least four more on Saturday.
So those three are sold then.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. We kind of had someone come in yesterday and buy all the ones that we had in one go.
Nice.
Awesome. And the whole idea, too, what a great way to go out and discover Mama's produce.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know. Hey, this could be the beginning of a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it could grow into a much beautiful,
all right, Bogey,
more beautiful relationship. Yeah.
Mama's produce is part of Prattville Farm Center now, and would you like to talk about that or something else?
Well, Julia, I'm going to let you have it. This is Julia. Julia started working with us, and she is amazing. She is always chipper, willing to help. So if you can't get Randy or Eddie on the phone, always know that you can talk to Julia.
Well, this is great because it's hard to find great people these days.
It is. We got very blessed. We've
you
got
did.
Several new employees that we've been really blessed with, and Julia's one of them. And we've been trying to get her on the radio, and she's been shy.
We're easy. Julia, we are the easiest people to be on the radio with. We've heard that we're easy for years.
I mean, I've listened to you for years, but I'm a wallflower, really.
So are we. Well, you know, people don't understand. Everybody in this room, nobody here is like a party animal.
No, no, we're sort of introverted in public.
This is our safe space.
Right.
Everybody thinks we're talking to a lot of people, but we're really just talking to each other, and that makes it easy.
We're talking to one listener at a time. That's how it works. So welcome to Prattville Farm Center, and what would you like to speak to this morning?
Well, I just want to let everyone know that I'm doing my best to learn the different products. I'm getting better at it, but I do swap between inside Prattville Farm Center and out at Mama's. So I'm doing the best I can, and everybody bear with me while I learn.
Sure. What are some of the featured items at Mama's today?
At Mama's, we've got a whole new shipment of watermelons coming in. We've sold through most of our red ones, but we've got new red ones coming in today. Of course, we've got corn and tomatoes. Still got those good tomatoes, peaches. Getting close to the end of peach season.
We have yellow meat watermelons, too.
Oh, that's right.
Awesome, yeah. And it's different. It's right off the farm, you know. It's so good.
It is.
And don't forget the ice cream.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
You know, somebody come in at 5:30 yesterday looking for your pies and wound up buying 2 pints of ice cream because we didn't have your pies.
Oh. How do you like that?
I like it.
I do, too. No,
but it's been better to send pies and ice cream.
Well, how about that? This could be the you've heard that already. We need your location and hours, and I will see you on Saturday.
1154 South Memorial Drive. That's about a mile south of the Midtown McDonald's in Prattville. Prattville Farm Center is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6. And on Saturday till 2. And on Sundays, we're going to try to be in church.
I know you will be. I know you will. So, welcome, Julie and Tammy. Great to talk to you today as well.
We'll see you Saturday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Really am. All right, we are at 8:58.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply.